Have you been hearing about this new phone scam that's hitting people here in Richmond?
Yeah,
it's kind of scary. So basically, you need to be careful when you're answering your phone. Most of us tend to be polite people, even if it's maybe not someone that we know on the phone, like it's like a solicitor. So here's how this thing goes down. On this new phone scam, you're going to get a call from someone, right? And what they're going to say to you is, hey, can you hear me? What's your instinct to answer?
Yes.
Yes, right? See, that's the thing. Most of us would say yes. That is what you should never, ever answer if you get one of these phone calls from these scams. The reason why is because what this company is doing is that they're trying to steal your credit card information. And they're trying to get you to say the word yes so that when the credit card company calls to confirm the purchase, they have your voice recorded and can play that back saying yes to confirm a purchase. And that will mean that you are responsible for that purchase because it's your voice on tape. So what you're supposed to do is, even though our instinct says to say yes, when the message says, hey, can you hear me? You need to say something like, I can hear you. Don't say yes. This is a scam that is hitting people in Richmond, and you do not want to fall for this thing.
Right. You don't want to fall for it. You want to speak clearly, though. Be like, hello, I can hear you. If they ask for your social security number, give it to them.
Be
like, my number is 914-851455.
No.
Who is this? Yes, I can wire $5,000 to a deposed Nigerian prince.
No.
That is not a problem. See, what you think is a scam could actually be a really great investment opportunity, Melissa.
Jack.
Melissa and Jack in the morning.
On 103.7 Play.